There was a Conservative government that repealed the act that brought the state management scheme into being.
Yes. Well, it's a rather amusing one because the Labour Party were actually instrumental in getting it through Parliament. Because when it reached the committee stage, the four Labour members turned up in the committee room on the particular morning of the parliamentary passage, you know, the committee stage. The Conservative members just didn't turn up, and these four Labour members realised that if this went on, they wouldn't achieve a quorum and it would fail. But parliamentary protocol persuaded them to go and find these Conservative members and get them in there in time. Well, it would have been regarded as a rather infant dig for them not to do this. Parliamentary protocol required them to do that. And so they didn't want to be getting in trouble with the whips. And so they went and rounded them up. Come on, we haven't got a quorum. If it had failed its passage through Parliament, the bill would have to be reintroduced. And that was 1971, when the bill was passed to Ted Heath was the Prime Minister.
It then took 3 years.
And Willie Whitelaw was the Home Secretary, at whom instigation was the sell-off. It wasn't the complete sell-off wasn't completed until 1973, when the Conservatives were still in government. It's maybe an incidental, but the chairman of the Scottish Conservative Party was the head of McEwan's Brewery.